It was the strike of an hour, and the grace of God's power that laid my body to rest. And I've been wondering ever since, till I'm a vagabond living like a dead man.
Never break my mold or break my records, don't mistake my the oven, Damis and Helen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Sunday, April 13, 2014, and you're now listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio. I'm your hostess, Sandra London of livinggrind.com, broadcasting for you live from the sunny beaches of Southern California. In connection with Blog Talk Radio, TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Digital Podcast, and Naked Girls Radio. The two songs you just heard at the top of the hour were My Blood Still Red by Ted C and the Wranglers and Monster by Prophet 43. This evening I may be having a caller, perhaps even Jess, the lovely Jess of Naked Girls Radio, and we just might do a sex trivia contest where she is the contestant. So that may happen, but we'll also likely go over SexCon, which is coming up within the next 2 weeks out there in Chicago. So tune in, sit tight, hang on, and yeah, I'll be right back with you. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. And once again, 858-815-2333.
Stop talking. Better watch the way you talk to my client, homie, start walking.
Wait a minute, will a nigga really get it if I go off? I gotta prove it to him. I think I'm big meat, Larry Hoover. I'm trying to eat, you trying to sleep. If you a dog, then I'm a beast and the beat goes. I know you hate it. Here go my motivation, bruh. I'm with my dog.
I'm going through a lot of shit and it's making me sick and depressed. It's hissing in the midst of my chest and the mix of my pit with the rest. People when they're running, let's talk shit cause the kids at his best. If they really wanna trip on me, they equipped with the clips and the vest. Let me get you motivated while I proceed to get cake. Soon you will see that they pay, gotta keep up full speed in this race. I know they hate it, you can see by the look on their face. Soon they'll be cooked on the plate, like they were hooked by the face. I gotta be getting my money when I get the rip of the mic on the stage. How about the suckers be hating cause I got the flow to pave the way. Give me the room to get in the door and I promise that I will not fade away. I'm feeling me feeling the energy back in the game just like some Gatorade. Gotta be murdering any opponent, get ready, sick of when I step in the booth. He thinkin' we playing cause we can see pain, be giving it to him while spitting the truth. Yes, I'm the man, I don't give a damn about none of you saying I'm hopeless. Leave me alone when I'm on my own so I can stay focused.
I'm trying to eat, you trying to sleep. If you a dog, then I'm a beast and the beat goes. I know you hate it.
You're listening to Naked Girls Radio, and it's me, Sandra London. You're about to listen to my hot audio erotica. This story is an erotic short called The Sweetest Death. Enjoy.
Boy.
The clutch, the thrust, your cock, my bust. Ooh, shimmy, shimmy, shimmy. Ooh. Gimme, gimme, gimme. Your lust. The throttle, the glide, you wanna slip and slide. Ooh, wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. And side, real high, you ride. My lust.
Trust me.
Roll up the blunt for faith, for flames, let's get high. Roll up the good, I got a vibe, let's get high. Oh my God, I never been so damn high. Roll up a blunt, I poke your gun, let's
get high. I see a puff of smoke emitting from your soft lips. Slow-mo in real time to some bomb piss. Lost in your sexy persona. The way you hear the blunt is like a veteran smoker. Medical bow glows with the headies will choke you. You'll be dead when I poke you like the end of a roach. Yeah. Eyes low as I blow you a shotgun. You a gangster and I know that you want one. You can cop one, come close to my Glock, hun. Blow it in your face, take it in, swap gum. We could fuck in a moment, other Dutch. You can roll it, I'ma watch, cause you're sexy and you know it. Feeling good like my sack that you holding. Two big nugs and a rap that is golden. Whoa. An immaculate roast and take the lighter out. Goddamn magical potion.
Roll up the blunt for fame, for flames, let's get high. Roll up the good, I got a vibe, let's get high. Oh my God, I never been so damn high. Roll up a blunt, I poke your cunt, let's get high. Come on, let's fly, baby girl. Magic carpet ride, baby girl. We'll go so high, baby girl. I'm on the fly, baby girl. Hit me.
I'm in a trance, feeling like an animal. In a cage that was built out of panties, yo. Can we blow some more for you to climb on top? You love me when I'm wild and I got the iron cock. I love you when you high and you don't mind a drop. And the sun wouldn't shine if you and I ever stopped. I'm talking crazy, but right now we building chemtrails. After we done, I'ma sketch you with a pencil. You kiss well, you lick well, my dick swells. Pussy wetter than a fucking sunken ship sail. We playing just a tip now. You remind me of a princess with a rip veil. Something's naughty and I see you bit your lip, wow. This position is the best and we could take another hit, wow. We fall into a big cloud. I'm living it tripped out and your tip is out.
Come on, let's fly, baby girl. Magic carpet ride, baby girl. We'll go so high, baby girl. I'm on the fly, baby girl. Hit me. Roll up the blunt for paint for flames, let's get high. Roll up the good, I got a vibe, let's get high. Oh my God, I never
out of five, let's get through. Oh my God, I never been so damn rude. Roll up a blunt, I poke your cunt, let's get through.
And we're back. You're listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio, and I'm your hostess, Sandra London, of livinggrind.com. Yes. So you've just heard Motivated by T-Pain featuring Lebowski, Touching Bases by King Felix, and Tremors by Kyle Young. And just before that, you heard The Sweetest Death. Ooh, yes. Alrighty, what was I going to... Okay, so I was wondering if any of you all out there tuning in, if you've ever seen any of the following movies, which I've actually been able to see over the past few weeks. One was Pain and Gain with Mark Wahlberg that came out in 2013. The others are, let's see, two, Cheap Thrills, a dark comedy that came out in 2013. Her, that was actually up for an Oscar during this year's Oscars show. And four is The Place Beyond the Pines with Ryan Gosling, who I love, love, love. He's so awesome, which came out in 2012. So, yeah, let me know, and let me know which was your favorite. My personal favorite is Her, but I enjoyed all four for what they were, although Cheap Thrills was a bit painful to watch. It's basically about this guy who's just, like, come upon horrible financial straits, and he risks being evicted, and so he and his buddy meet a very wealthy couple who are also extremely sadistic, who pay them in increasingly higher amounts for the loss of limbs and the like, all kinds of very crazy dares to restore their livelihood, as it were. A very, very dark comedy, but interesting nonetheless. And it appears as though I have Lamar, who is actually raring to go to be a contestant on my show I just made up right now for sex trivia. So let me go ahead and tell him to call in. Yes, I have done this once before with Stephen Gibar, who is a media mogul, and this was back in 2012, I believe. And that was really cool. And so this will be, I guess, officially the second one. I haven't done it in so long, it feels like the first time. But yeah, so I'm going to have Lamar call in. But let me go ahead and do a break song or some such real fast. Or, you know what, I'll do a break erotica about that. And then we shall begin the trivia. Staying in the dark mode, let's do... let's do my Bloody Mary real fast, and I'll be right back with you. Once again, the call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. Here's my Bloody Mary.
Vivian, where the fuck do you think you're going?
I'm right here, Sam. What do you want from me?
I haven't seen Rosemary since Friday night. Last I knew, she was with you.
Oh.
Oh, all you could say is, oh, don't fucking keep secrets from me. What have you done with my heart?
You think I have something to do with her being so suddenly MIA? Maybe I should be asking you, mister.
Don't get cute with me. Cut the shit. Tell me where she is. This is no time for your silly little mind games. And why are you wearing the necklace I gave her?
You really want to know?
Of course I do.
Fine. If you must know, I'll tell you. I found her in the bath. A leg splayed over the rim of the tub. Her red hair shaved and stubbly over her plump vaginal lips. Her other lips were bruised, a shockingly sensual shade of violet. Her fingers were clenched tightly, grasping at something unknown, but decidedly uninvited. Those eyes. I chose not to take more than a passing glance. They had obviously seen it all. But they're stuck. Fixated. Capturing it, me forevermore. And they were judging me. Why did they continue to do that? Why are they still? Shall I pluck them out? Rosemary, Rosemary, Rosemary. Even in death, she mocks me. You should have seen it coming, Stone. That bitch. I just can't help the fact that I love you.
And she came with the same type game, the type of girl giving out the fake cell phone, the name Big Fame. She like capture big things, dual ship, money clip, phone flip the six range. And seen her on the ass, spotted her more than once. Ass so fat that you can see her from the front. She spot me like paparazzi, shot me a glance. And that catwoman stands with the fat booty pants, hot damn. What's your name, love? Where you came from? Neck and wrist laced up, very little makeup. The swims at the Reebok gym, tone your frame up. A sugar and spice, the only thing that you made up. I tried to play it low key, but couldn't keep it down. Asked her to dance and she was like, yo, I'm leaving now. An hour later, down from Jamaica, she sipping Chris Strader, can't get mine in the waist up. Scene.
Playtime with Sandra Radio. This is Sandra London speaking. Who's calling?
Hey, this is Lamar.
Hello, Lamar. How are you?
I'm great. And you, Sandra?
Doing very good, very good. Well, thank you very much for agreeing to be my contestant on my new show just right now, or my new game. For, yes, the sex trivia thingamajigger. Okay, so there are 7 questions. I made them into multiple choice, so you let me know what your answers are. Alrighty, okay. Number 1, who is more likely to masturbate, married people or people living alone?
Married people.
Ding, ding, ding. Correct. That is correct. Okay. Number 2, in which U.S. state was a bill introduced in the year 2000 to make it illegal for a male customer to have an erection at a strip club, even if he were to be fully dressed? A, Arizona, B, Mississippi, C, Utah, or D, Washington, D.C.?
I'm going to go ahead and say Mississippi.
Ding, ding, ding. Correct. Wow, you're pretty good at that.
Wow.
You are correct. Okay.
Must be the South.
Maybe. Okay, number 3. Okay, which percentage of American men aged 40 to 70 suffer from some significant level of erectile dysfunction? A, 25%. B, 46%. C, 34%. D, 60%.
46%.
And no.
Aww.
You want one more guess?
60?
No.
Wow.
No, sadly, sadly. No, it's 34%.
Okay. That would have been my next guess.
Okay, we're still good. 2 for 3 is not bad. Alrighty. Okay, number four. Ancient Romans thought that penile hardness was directly linked to A, a man's physical strength, B, a man's good genes, C, a man's dreams, or D, what a man ate.
Genes?
No. it's actually what a man ate.
Wow.
Random. Oh, okay, well, we're 2 for 4, but let's see. I have some good questions then. There we go. Okay, Number five. What is the name of the world's first sex robot? A, Nikki. B, Jenna. C, Roxy. Or D, Adam.
Nikki?
No. Well, one more guess.
Adam?
Nope.
No.
It's Roxy. Yes, it's Roxy. Okay, 6. Which food is known as the fruit of the testicle tree? A, avocados. B, pineapples. C, bananas. Or D, peaches.
Avocados?
Ding, ding, ding. Yes, correct. Woohoo. Hey, what are we? Are we?
Like 3 for 6.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. This is the tiebreaker. Okay. Number 7. In a 24-hour period, how many erections does a man generally have on average? A, 7. B, 20. C, 12. Or D, 24. No. You want to guess one more time?
I'm going to go ahead and say 12.
No.
Oh.
It was actually, 20. I guess.
Wow.
Nine during the day and 11 during the evening.
Shocking.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. Well, congratulations. That was a very good, valiant effort of yours because, I tried to find random questions, semi-random, that would be hard. So good on me, but also good for you for getting any of them correct because, these aren't your typical ones. So.
Well, you did a great job.
Woohoo! So how have you been otherwise?
Oh, I've been great. Just basically been winding down a little bit of the high school sports scene around here and starting off with the playoffs in professional basketball, so can't wait for that.
It's starting right now or about to start?
About to start in a week.
Okay, what are the teams? We got to do our public wagering. What are the teams? I have not kept up at all this year.
Well, so far, 15 out of the 16 teams are set. So in the East,
that's a
you
lot.
Got it's still a lot. So we don't have we're not into the finals quite yet. But we're
okay,
about to get there.
Let's go favorites then of yours. Out of your favorites, who are the likely for the final two to you? Like your top maybe 6 teams, I guess. If you have, or top 4.
Okay. I'm going to do it basically by, I guess, both conferences here. I think Miami still has got to be one of the favorites just to get in there and also to win because they've won the last 2 years in a row. The one bad thing that they have against them is that they've been there for 3 years in a row, and it's hard to get there for 4 times. Indiana, if Miami doesn't get it out the East, Indiana has a good chance. But the way they've been playing has not been that great. So we'll see about them.
Okay.
Lakers,
just to interject real fast, Lakers, they're out of it totally, right?
Yeah, they're totally out of it.
Yeah, that's the one thing I did see on local news is they're like, yeah, they're nowhere to be found and anywhere near the playoffs this year.
No, not at all. They pretty much knew what
everybody
what
broke
was going
something,
through.
Right?
Basically, I mean, it started with Kobe, so yeah, it's just tough. It's tough for them.
Okay. So in the East, we got any more that might pull through?
Nothing really out the East. I think it's just only going to be really two teams. It's going to be Miami and it's going to be Indiana, and that's basically going to be it.
Okay.
In the West, look out for San Antonio. They're playoff tested. They still have a shot to to get in there once again.
Okay.
Oklahoma City is another good team. And by the way, they have your boy. They still got your boy Derek Fisher, so
my baby.
Be on the lookout for them.
Oh my God, he's so gorgeous! Oh my goodness, yes, even in person, I saw him in person. Oh. He's so gorgeous. Okay.
And let's see. I think the Clippers have a decent shot. If they can continue to do what they do, I mean, they got the good coach right now. They could possibly make it. And I think my last, since you said give me six, Golden State possibly has a good shot.
Golden State.
A decent shot.
Oh.
Right.
Okay. All right. And so then to win it all, if you got, let's say, Miami against any of those West teams, would you still go for Miami?
Man, you put me on the spot right now.
This is hypothetical. We're gonna have our official wager once we get to like the final four. We'll get to the official wager. But I'm gonna go ahead and say Oklahoma City right now because of Derek.
Yeah, I mean it's gonna be Miami, Oklahoma City. I think. For right now.
Okay.
But we'll see how everybody else plays.
Okay. Well, I'm going to cross my fingers and my toes. And, if Oklahoma makes it to the Final Four, then I'm going to stick with them all the way through. Otherwise, I would say Clippers for the West. That would be my team if Oklahoma didn't make it.
Hey, at least you're keeping it at home, so.
Yes, that's where I'm leaning, West Side, yes. Right on. And how did you make out on everything else? Like, what just finished now for sports otherwise?
Well, nothing really yet. I mean, we just had, the NFL season pretty much was over with, and we knew how that went. And right now, I've just been covering a little bit more, like some high school basketball and starting to do it with some baseball and stuff. But got a chance to go down south to Lake Charles, Louisiana, and, got a chance to see one of the teams I cover here win a state title and another team finish runner-up. So all in all, it's been very good.
Awesome. Right on. Congratulations. And what was I going to say? Oh, you also just started doing a radio show, correct?
Oh, yeah. Well, we've still been having it. We've been on a little bit of a hiatus, but we've been continuing to do it as the Gaffin and Brown Show. We're on Spreaker Radio for everybody that knows, that wants to check it out.
To tune in.
And also,
Spreaker Radio, the Gafford and Brown Show, yeah?
Spreaker Radio / National Sports.
National Sports.
And if you could just look at the episodes, you'll see what we've had. And, it's going to be the Gafford and Brown Show. And normally it's me, a friend of mine, Robert Brown, and another person by the name of Clarence Sellers who gets on the show as well. So it's all fun.
Okay, and which nights or which days and which times?
We don't really have a set day, just whenever we're free, honestly.
I just hop on. Okay, there we go.
Yeah. Sadly, we just have work schedules.
on-the-go sports. I like it. I can dig it. Yes, yes.
But we try to have it at least once every week.
Once a week. That's good. I've been considering doing one additional night of playtime with Sandra per week. So that inspires me. Maybe I can make it like, you know, just a random day, any extra day other than Sunday. Or I could have a set one. I don't know. We'll see. But for everybody tuning in, it will likely either be on Wednesdays or Mondays, maybe. Probably Wednesday. So, yeah.
Well, I think you should. If you need a co-host or anything like that just to, you know, help you out, hey, I'm your guy.
Oh my goodness, you're my angel. Awesome. Yes, then I will be in touch for sure. Yes, yes. Let's do it.
I mean, either for your Sunday show or your weekday show, I could try to do that.
Heck yeah.
Just let
me know. All right. That works for me. Alrighty. Well, let me play some music here. Everyone tuning in, I'll be right back with you all. If you'd like to call in, the call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again,
858-815-2333. Abra caminho dos passos, abra caminho do olhar, abra caminho tranquilo pra eu passar. Laro e leitar, dobra o mal de joelho, só levantando o pó, dobra a força dos braços que eu vou só. Laro e leitar, guarda e leonor, cobaxiri desse fundo. Que eu vou pra te saltar.
I'm Sandra London on Naked Girls Radio, and you're about to listen to my hot audio erotica. This story is called The Nymph. It's about my alter ego, Sandrine, an insatiable nymph who captures the hearts and hard-ons of men. Hello, everyone. You're watching Sandra London TV. Tonight, I'm going to read for you my story, which was recently published on EveryNightErotica.com. It's called The Nymph. You're watching Sandra London TV. Okay, here's a brief synopsis. It's an introduction to my alter ego, Sandrine, who is my inner succubus, an insatiable nymph who lavishes in her fixation with sex, stealing the hearts of men, and hiding behind her innocent-looking angel face and textbook smart. Now here's the story. I am undoubtedly shameless and something of a cunt, at least when it comes to sex and men. I've always known that it is in both my best interests and my worst to use the power inherent from birth to wile and beguile and get my way. The strongest power in mankind is that of the woman. For what other reason would woman be here on earth, physically weaker, smaller, with more delicate sensibilities, other than to balance out the alpha male prototype of strength, size, and a harder sense of reality? But what happens when the mindset of this masculine energy is encompassed and well hidden in a delightful female form? What do men want? Everyone already knows. Girl, sex, tits, pussy, ass, a warm, friendly smile, even the possibility of a promise or glimmer of hope that a woman will look their way and wants to be near enough to allow him to smell her essence, her sweat, her perfume, her saliva, her hair, her heat. Well, I want to give it to them. I've been lucky enough to achieve so much, shocking to many. I am young and look even younger. I am youthful. I am smart. I am pretty. But every morning that I awaken, I am not satisfied. I want more. I want men. I want power. It is a hunger with no known cure. I am doomed, and I love it. I play in this life, in this world. I win. I don't lose. I wait. I lie in wait. I lay in wait. This sort of hunger drives me, compels me, beckons me forward into the bright rays of sunshine peeking through in the dawning of the day. It peaks as the day rolls into night. My wings spread in the dark. My legs spread in the face of men, in the sight of a man in a state of lust. I swoon at the glimpse of the raging, throbbing flesh of manhood that likes what it sees. I like that it's me. This hunger is my nourishment. It is present in all things. You see, I have this look, this walk, this body, my eyes, sometimes hazel, sometimes gray, were fashioned after the black cat, notorious in folklore for their dangerous, seductive, and foreboding stare under brooding lids. My walk, my strut, the wiggle in my hips that tells of my extensive years of training in ballet, jazz, modern dance, and more erotic pose. My chest juts forward. My head is held high, exposing my delicacy. My dainty neck, showcasing my supposed vulnerability. My tits, perky, proud pillows, throwing off my otherwise bliss frame. I pretend I don't notice. But sometimes, I really do forget. It is only when I'm awakened from some daydream or intense concentration that I realize how alive, too alive, I am actually being at that moment. Perhaps my nipples have begun to peek out over the top of my bra and is visible even through my blouse in a crowded room or at the dinner table or in some other location which had, until that moment, been absolutely devoid of overt sexual distraction.
or there are times when a simple sigh after a long day of flitting about, completing this errand or that, in which that sigh sounds more like an orgasm, a whimper, a cat's meow. It is not intentional. It is not forced. It is inherent, ingrained, natural, a nymph in human form, conscious, unconscious. And that's the end. Thank you for tuning in. Hope you'll come back.
Yes. Come on. Yeah, Martinez, you're ready, girl.
Come on. Let's do this, gangsta.
Donne-moi ton cœur, baby, ton corps, baby. Donne-moi ton monde.
Playtime with Sandra Radio. Hi, yes, and I'm your hostess, Sandra London of livinggrind.com. You just heard Une Femme from Kaymaro, a French-Canadian artist, and before that you heard The Nymph by yours truly, Sandra London of Living Grind. And before that, you heard Pas de Un by Axial, Brazilian group. Alrighty, I'm going to do a live reading, maybe two, but at least one. I think I'm going to do Sex Drives and Dream States. I haven't read that one in a while, so I believe I'll do that very soon. And before I get to that, though, I wanted to mention a few more little sports-type stuff, sports news for you all. Since I know very little, I have to check and verify and look at all this stuff. But I was able to find and would like to congratulate Bubba Watson, who won his second Masters tournament, and he is now the 17th golfer to win multiple Masters. So congratulations, and also congratulations to Manny Pacquiao, who beat Timothy Bradley by unanimous decision at the MGM Grand Garden Arena in Vegas, Las Vegas, Nevada, and he now has regained his world title, and he has handed Timothy Bradley his first career loss. Oh, so congratulations to him, yeah? So yes, let me give you one more song, and then I will do my live reading of Sex Drives and Dream States. And I'll be right back with you. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. And once again, 858-815-2333. Here's Vodka Night by Miss PG.
Track Slammer. Hey.
It's the Vodka Night, baby, come and get me live. It's the cushion side, it's pushing you to super high. Take your clothes off, slow and watch me to the side. The rock got me rock, ready to go inside.
It's the Vodka Night, baby, come and get me right. Hit the cushion side, it's pushing you to super high. Take your clothes off, slow, you can come inside. It's the rock, got me hot, stay on top and ride.
The kids gone, so it's on. Beat that pussy cat up with my dog bone. Awesome, described every song. Made by the king, I'm the one that you should call on. When you need that heat, cause I got it, man. I make them bounce in the club like karate dance. I talk, say, the flow out of here. Step up in the booth, I got the juice, no water, man. My bitch, why? Her friend led, black freaky female, they be a fed. They be going down when I be a fed. So I watch them like a flick while I blow my sweat, yeah.
It's a Vodka Night, baby, come and get me wild. It's a cushion side, it's pushing you be super high. Take your clothes off slow and watch me suicide. Rock got me rock ready to go inside.
It's a Vodka Night, baby, come and get me right. Hit your cushion side, it's pushing you be super high. Take your clothes off slow, you can come inside. Hey. It's a rock, got me hot, we on top and ride. It's a Vodka Night, baby, come and get me right. You the only one that really get me right. You know it stays wet and it's super tight. Let's have a rough, crazy, wild, and sexy night. Up and down, most you know you need this love posing. Once look in your eyes, I know you're mesmerized. These thick thighs got you fucking hypnotized. Yeah, I know I make your nails dry. Just lay back, baby, while I blow your mind. A chick better than me, yeah, I never find. You fell in love with my slow wine. No fucking grind, give it to me in real time.
It's the fucking night, baby, come and get me high. It's the kitchen side, it's pushing you, you super high. Take your clothes off slow and watch me suicide. Rock got me rock ready to go inside.
It's a Vodka Night, baby, come and get me right. Hit the cushion side, it's pushing, you'll be super high. Take your clothes off slow, you can come inside. Hey. Just a rock got me hot, so you're on the top and ride.
And that was Vodka Night by Ms. PG featuring B.I.Z. And you're listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio. And I'm your hostess, Sandra London of LivingGrind.com. Alrighty, I'll do my live reading of Sex Drives and Dream States which was written on Tuesday, November 22nd, 2011, and published on my website, livinggrind.com, a.k.a. to live and grind in LA.com, on Wednesday, November 23rd, 2011. And here we go. Sex drives and dream states. I am stranded. Alone, I hitchhike. Destination, anywhere. You pull over in your truck. You extend a hand to pick me up. I'm spent. You're fairly hot. I'm fairly horny. I observe you, silently, listlessly. After a few hundred miles, I blow you. Exhausted, I fall asleep in your lap. Several hours later, night falls. The truck slows to a stop. You stop to check the tires. Perhaps one has gone flat. I wake up. I do not see you. Many hours must have passed. It is so very dark. I look out through the windshield. Cautiously, I grab my blanket. It is from the floor of the passenger seat. I wrap it around myself. I exit the truck. I jump down to the ground. I am afraid to announce my presence to the lonely night. Furtively, I look around. I venture towards the back of your truck. I do not see you there. I hear the music of the unknown and the wilderness before me. I hear the rustling of the trees. I hear the stirring of the leaves. Suddenly, a warm hand envelops my waist. Sweet, hot breath tickles my ears. You whisper, "Hey, baby, you all right?" It is the first time I hear you speak. Your deep, gentle voice turns me on. No further reason. Remarkably, it's cold out, even with my blanket wrapped around me. I suppose I sort of swoon, half moaning, heady in your presence. I feel your hard cock pressing defiantly, wrestling against your jeans. It is poking my blanket. I am very impressed. I'm so cold, so very, very cold. You hug me closer from behind. I feel an instant urge to abandon myself, to sink into your arms. I look back at you. I smile. You're much hotter than I remembered. This close-up. "Wow," I coo. I reach behind me. My blanket falls away. Your arms still keep me warm. I unzip your jeans, methodically. I do not want to disrupt the energy. I feel it stirring in my panties. It becomes so hard for me to breathe. My hands shiver uncontrollably. I fumble as I loosen your belt. Hesitant, I pause for a spell. I let a few seconds pass, motionless. I start again. I dive my hands greedily into your jeans. My eyes widen. I am shocked at my discovery. I am dripping wet. My arousal warms the space between my thighs. I shudder and shiver once again without reprieve. It is no longer from the cold. I am ready for you. I want to uncover you. I imagine how you may feel deeply within. I reckon how sleepy I must have been. How did I fail to notice the drive, the beauty, the power, the smooth, solid readiness of your massively swollen cock? How could it have gone unnoticed? The consumption, my consumption, of your strong, steely, weapon of love. In the recesses of my painted mouth, in the pit of my yearning throat, or the embedded buds of my lustful tongue, your cock inches ever closer to my unbridled honey pot. It glides effortlessly as you part my thighs. I feel your hands engaged with my heat. You position yourself, your hungry, throbbing manhood. You solidify your stance. I inhale sharply, readying myself for the plunge. You enter. The end. That was Sex Drives and Dream States, written by yours truly, Sandra London, of LiveAndGrind.com, a.k.a. LiveAndGrindLA.com, published on my website, LiveAndGrind.com, on Wednesday, November 23rd, 2011. Voila.
Oh, and the truth in love. Oh.
Bold
and beautiful, and that's when she happened. But yeah, tell us more about what got you interested in creating your own company, like what made you want to do your own thing.
I'm a film school grad. I went to USC Film School, University of Southern California, not the one on the other coast. But I always wanted to make movies, and I just kind of fell into porn, and pretty much from the moment that I got into it, I wanted to make my own stuff, my own movies, my own content. And last year, actually Cinco de Mayo of 2010 is when I officially started my production company and started filming my own content. Mm-hmm. So I shot for my own site, of course, and then I shot for Good Day Corn, for Homegrown Video, for Nightingale Pictures, for Philly Films, and for Girlfriend Films. And directing is what I really love. I absolutely adore performing. Don't get me wrong. Performing is amazing. But I also absolutely love directing, and that's what I always wanted to do.
And did you attend, like, a theater day type school or any type of
thing? I actually went to Catholic school.
Very interesting.
So for high school, and then I went to USD for film school.
Do you have any Catholic schoolgirl things in anything that you've shot?
The only thing is, like, I don't think I've ever shot a Catholic school play yet in my life. I shot one Catholic schoolgirl scene, but it has not come out, and I don't think it will ever come out. I got hired by this kind of, like, crazy director from New York. She was a short, tiny, tight, muscle-bound little Asian chick, and she hired me and Torrid, who I think the only form that Torrid has done is the movie Tomboys with me. But she hired me and Torrid to do a scene where I was, like, the bad schoolgirl, and she was a good schoolgirl. So I was actually kind of dressed like a cowboy, like flannel shirt, cowboy hat, black 501 Levi's. And she had us actually messing around outside a school, a real school in the valley. And she like, I'm smoking and watching Torrid, who's wearing the schoolgirl outfit. And then I come over and kind of, like, start seducing her, and the director yells, "Go down on her! Blow the smoke up our twat!"
Right in front of the school.
I do. Right in front of the school. And I'm really sad, actually, that this scene never came out, because we didn't complete the sex in front of the school, but we started it. Like, I went down on her for a while outside an actual working high school. On the same movie,
are
I
you
also
sure
had...
it should be filmed right now?
Fantasies.
For entertainment purposes, I'm like,
she was
never
in session.
It wasn't in
session.
And it wasn't even really a school. It was like a house. It was besides, like, Catholic Divine.
The same movie, we also had sex in the bathroom of a Holiday Inn, me and Kate in St. John, who's in our school bikes, and who's awesome. She's on her website, oytownby.com. But this movie, it never came out. And that's something I regret, because I really wanted to see how it turned out. But that's the only Catholic school thing I've done. I think because I don't look like a schoolgirl. I think I look too not innocent to be a schoolgirl.
I don't think so. No.
You think I look innocent?
Totally.
Because I'm not.
You're like a fresh-faced sheriff. yeah, so... You want to talk about, okay, we met in January while we were filming
a pirate movie.
So if you guys have seen Girlfriends, then you're already familiar with that.
Which
if,
is her first girl.
If
movie?
Not, you need to catch up. And that was my girl, very first debut girl scene. It was shot at my place.
Mm-hmm.
In my bed.
Right here in Miami, Valley.
It was hot. But, yes, and we may be continuing on with that, pirates movie and some more movies.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to introduce you guys to her because she's cool and she's very talented and she's up and coming as a major adult movie film chica. So check her out again.
I'm good at porn.
She's good at it. You heard it from Straight Converse. But on the way, as we're concluding this interview, I'm going to get up and show you, or maybe even stand right here, like, on my counter, what I swear if I won't fall. If I do, then I did it for you all.
I'm going to have to take her to the hospital.
Oh, no. I'll just run some testing on it. I'll do this one.
Finland. Yeah, okay, but I guess they all agree, but voila, rich, belly, freedom, fit. Well, I think that's
what I'm talking
about. And this jacket, yeah, this was not on before, but it is now. And then, read, cha-cha-cha. So pink, like Barbie, and rave, bikini top. And then...
I was wearing this. And something on over it, I mean under it, that isn't here anymore.
Ooh.
Can I show them my hips?
You can show everyone.
There we go.
And these. Yeah. So, she's wearing that, and I gotta figure out how to get down gracefully, but...
By jumping.
In a moment, yeah. Ooh. Okay, where are you? There you are.
Oh,
there's the butt in front of the stove. A woman's place is in the home.
I'm kidding.
I'm kidding. No, it's not me. No, I don't even care. Let's see. And then, there you go. And hey, it's like falling.
Okay,
there you go. And we're signing. Oh, excuse this. Okay, there we go. Oh, there we go. Signing off.
Bye.
Bye. LilyK.com, Sandra London TV on YouTube, and LiveAndGrindInLA.com. Hello, all you sexy naked girls radio listeners. Have yourself a naked day and make it a naughty night with me, Sandra London, on Playtime with Sandra every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.